Comeback, written by Peter Corris and read by Dino Manica. Over the next few hours, I told the story four times. To the uniformed cops at the scene, to the detectives there, again at Strathfield Police Station, and again at the Central Police Complex at Surry Hills. That took us well into the afternoon. I was tired, hungry, and strung out. I'd had too much dispenser coffee. The taste in my mouth was foul, and my mood was worse. My hands were dirty. I'd been tested for gunfire residue, and the tissues I'd been given to wipe the testing solution away hadn't done the job. They'd taken the SIM card from my phone. Detective Inspector Sean Rockwell's mood wasn't much better than mine. "How long have you been back in business, Hardy?" "A month?" "Bit more. And this happens." He consulted a sheaf of computer printout. As well as telling the police what had happened, I'd given them the memory stick and they'd printed out the Forrest file. Nothing else I could have done. They'd have seized the computer in any case, and I already had a conviction for withholding evidence. A private inquiry agent has no privilege of confidentiality, especially when no lawyer has been involved in the case contract. Rockwell's look of disgust snapped my fragile control. "Do you know why this bloke came to me?" "I'll tell you, because he was worried about a serious relationship he was in, and quite reasonably, he knew that if he went to you lot, the story would leak out to the media within the hour. That's why. He wanted me to handle it, discreetly. It all went wrong, and I'm sorry about it, but don't come all high and mighty with me. I've said all I'm going to say and stayed long enough. Charge me with something or let me go."
"I'd love to," Rockwell said. "Charge you, that is."
"I bet you would. But you got nothing on me. You know everything about it I know. His mobile confirmed he rang me just before he was shot."
"No sign of his mobile." I shrugged.
"The killer must have taken it."
"Or you did."
"Why would I do that? Who knows what a loser like you would do? Anyway, we don't quite know everything. We don't know what you found out when you checked on this." He looked down at some notes he'd made. "Miranda's address. Dead end, I told you. Short-term rental. She was on the game. Your blokes must know about it. Probably got freebies."